You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Song Healing with Lizzie. Live from soul-songhealing.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Song Healing
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lizzie with Soul Song Healing, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about mediumship today. As you may know, I'm a medium, which means I can talk to my loved ones who have passed away. I can talk on behalf of your loved ones and relay messages and have conversations. And this is something I do professionally. But I want to tell you a little bit about how you can connect. Your loved ones send you signs. So these may be signs of things that you shared in your life, like some kind of significance. So look for these signs, and they're going to send them over and over. You may feel their presence with you. And the other thing that you can do, and I've seen this with clients, and it's been really interesting. I've had some really interesting experiences where you can ask your loved one who's passed away to visit you in a dream. And in this dream, you are there together. It's very real, and you can experience just like, you know, they're in this other dimension because they've transitioned, but they're there with you in the dream. And I've had beautiful experiences where not only did my loved one visit me in a dream and I woke up with this incredible feeling, but the next day, as I was walking from acupuncture, I saw a man who looked just like my loved one, who had a very distinctive way of looking. And I mean, my mouth almost dropped. So look for the signs. They're sending you signs, and trust what you hear. Okay. All right. So I think we're going to take a caller, and I'm going to do some mediumship today for someone who's calling in.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Pearl. How's it going?
It's going well today. Can't complain, won't complain.
So do you have some...
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, do you have a question?
I just have I have a few questions. I have a question for my past sister. She passed away about 2020. And I just wanted to ask her if she spoke with my ex, like if she introduced herself to my ex within her afterlife, as my ex had expressed to me she did. And if there was anything she was trying to warn me about.
Okay. So she's saying, first of all, there's just like a feeling of missing you. She's telling me she did meet your ex, but it was brief. It was a brief encounter. And she felt some heaviness. And she... It's sort of like he had a bit of a sketchy vibe. She just didn't really think a lot of him. But she also didn't know what was going to play out. So it was like a brief meeting. And she was like, I don't really think a lot of this guy. But she didn't think too much about it. And there's like some remorse she's feeling of like, I wish I had said something. But she's also kind of playfully acknowledging like there's some heaviness. But it's like... She's saying you have a very soft, beautiful heart, but that you are not someone who likes to be told what to do, and that it would have been tough to kind of communicate that to you because you can be stubborn. She's also saying that even though you two were in communication, there was kind of an emotional gap between you at the time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's sorry about all that, but she's like, she's saying she didn't understand how things would play out with your son in terms of like, she didn't know. And she wishes that she had done something, but she's just saying like that you're the kind of person who's like, you know, kind of a tough nut to crack, like doesn't like being told what to do. Like, and yeah. She's got some other messages here for you. She's saying that she wishes she had spoken up more about your mom when she was alive, and that she's witnessed you when you are having a lot of pain, like showing you crying. And that she wishes she could be there. She's telling me that she's been watching you and trying to help. And kind of apologizing for that gap that there was there, that she misses you dearly. She's like, I'm sorry there was a gap between us. And her message here, she's telling me to tell you that she's trying to lead you to the right kind of people to ask for help. Like, that's how she's trying to help you on the other side, is that she's sending you to the kind of people that are worthy of your trust and will help you break out of financial constraints, get out of survival mode. She's arranged this. She's like, please trust these people. She understands the anger that you have. She's like, I get it. She went through something similar and she's validating it. And she's also like, she's just a general feeling of, I miss you. And I wish that I could still be there. You know, this is like a deep feeling of, I wish we hadn't had that gap. And I need you to know that I'm there with you on like the nights where you're having trouble sleeping, when you're crying and you're stressed out. She's there and she's showing herself, rubbing your back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She like really loves you. And there's just this, she's like, I'm so sorry I had to go. But like, she's very adamant that she's setting things up. Like, she's showing it, like lining it up like dominoes to make sure
that
you are getting, she's leading you to a community where you can really rest here, Pearl. You can rest and be taken care of. Your son can be taken care of, and you can experience trust with the right kind of people. She's like trying to lead you to this place. So like, listen to the signs there.
I believe that wholeheartedly. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's very, that's very confirming and comforting.
Glad to hear it. Yeah.
My other question would be for my late great aunt Barbara.
Okay.
I just would like to know things pertaining to like my mom's childhood, if there's anything that I need to like know that would help me along my journey.
Yeah. Great Aunt Barbara, she's got a lot of love. I think she just called you sweetie. She's showing me that your mom had a really rough childhood, and she's like saying it doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right. But she's showing your mom, I think around, she's saying about age 3, and there's just chaos and screaming and no one there to tend to her emotions. I just see a lot of fighting, and you know, it's just your mom didn't really get a chance to heal from that. And that's kind of what carried over to you. And you know, it's like just had a really rough time of, you know, being this kid who's just really young, very alone, scared, really. And it's not that it excuses it. Like, she wants you to know, like, doesn't make it right. That's what she says. Doesn't make it right. But she's also saying, like, right, it's something you need to understand, because it's part of the picture, you know? And it's just, she didn't really get to heal from it or learn, like, you know, if she wasn't tended to the way she needed to be at that age, it's hard for her to cultivate that for herself, to do it for other people. Do I just see like a really rough upbringing and just a lot of pain there? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, your aunt has a perspective on it. Or, you know, she's like, she's seeing both sides. She's able to see it differently. And it's just, she's kind of like, hon, your mom couldn't pull herself out of the heaviness. And
okay.
And she's saying that a lot of the times when she goes on the offensive, it's because she's being defensive. She doesn't acknowledge the hurt she's caused. So when she lashes out, it's because she can't hear what you're trying to say, because there's some part of her that really does know the pain she's caused you, but she's going to get defensive instead of validating it because it's too painful. So that's what she's telling me. That's what she sees. In terms of your healing, there's kind of an acknowledgement of like, your mom's going to kind of be there for a while. And for you to focus on you and getting around the kind of people that teach you more about trust, you know, good people, good hearted people. You have such a, she's saying you've got, you know, she's showing me you have this like tough exterior and then this really soft, kind of squishy marshmallow heart, big heart. And then you got to be around the kind of people in there, you know? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Girl here, and she's like saying you've always been a character. Yeah, but she's you gotta be around people who take care of your heart, and she keeps calling you honey. It's kind of sweet. She's got honey, sweetie, like we, and don't try to do it all on your own, she says. Don't try, like she says, that's a wound of the women in your family, and that like you need people, and it's a good thing to trust some people.
Yes, that is completely true.
There's a lot of support here. They're definitely working on the other side to bring different circumstances for you. So they're showing like that things have been really tough. I'm sorry to hear that. But thank you so much, Pearl.
I appreciate this. It's helped a lot. I wasn't expecting to get such clarity with you today, and I definitely appreciate it. I was optimistic pertaining to what could have come of this, and it's been a beautiful experience, and I will take this with me.
Thanks. Thank you so much. For anyone who wants to book a session with me, at soul-songhealing.com. Thank you, Pearl.